There was much anger and disappointment last month when state lawmakers failed to figure out a way to fund badly needed road repairs before leaving for their summer break. And now we're learning there's road funding trouble ahead from Washington. You see, federal gas taxes go into a great big piggy bank. It's called the Highway Trust Fund. That money is handed out to states in the form of road construction payments. Michigan gets more than $1 billion a year from this federal trust fund. But that could come to a screeching halt before the summer is out. MLive's Jonathan Osting joins us now to explain why. Jonathan, what's up with Uncle Sam's Highway Trust Fund?
Well, it's running on fumes. It's potentially going to actually be completely depleted by the end of August or September, which means that the federal government is already making plans to scale back payments to states such as Michigan if Congress doesn't figure out a way to replenish this fund. There's certainly debates going on right now, but so far no action in Congress.
Why is the Highway Trust Fund running on fumes?
Well, it's, you know, a similar situation as we're seeing here in Michigan with our road funding issue. It's primarily funded by gas taxes, and gas taxes are shrinking. You know, collections are shrinking because people are driving more fuel-efficient vehicles. Some younger people are simply choosing not to have cars at all and use public transportation. It's the debate in D.C. actually really closely mirrors the one we're having here in Lansing. A lot of the same problems and a lot of the same potential solutions being discussed.
Boy, if this is not a case of classic cause and effect, here we are, we're doing the right thing, we're carpooling, we're getting, you know, hybrids, we're trying to reduce our dependence on foreign oil, and look what happens. There's the effect of less money available because of fewer tax dollars being collected at the pump. And it seems that it would take some speedy action by Congress to figure out how to get more money into this trust fund. And speedy action in Congress, I think we've all seen, doesn't exactly go hand in hand.
Yeah, that's very true. There are a couple sort of short-term plans that would replenish the trust fund enough to last through the end of the year so that they can continue talks into the future, which, again, sounds familiar to some past debates in Congress.
It certainly does.
But as of yet, the long-term funding plans seem to be really up in the air.
So this seems to me could not have come at a worse time for Michigan. We have the roads all beat to heck by the long winter. We got state lawmakers who could not agree on road funding, and now we could lose $1 billion in federal money.
Yeah, that's right. That $1 billion is about a third of the total Michigan spends each year on roads and bridges, so it's a huge piece of the pie. The Michigan Department of Transportation actually says that it probably won't affect us this year. The state has enough money to go forward with projects planned for this summer, but if the stalemate continues in D.C. into next year, it could seriously jeopardize some of the larger planned projects, and MDOT would be forced to focus on, you know, reactive maintenance, fixing problems, major problems when they happen, rather than proactively repairing roads at a cheaper cost.
Jonathan, what comes next?
Well, that's a good question. The president and his administration are putting a lot of pressure on Congress and putting out the message to the public about what could happen. The president said yesterday that 700,000 jobs could be jeopardized if we lose this federal road funding, probably construction jobs and ancillary jobs and things of that nature. So the most likely scenario, like I said earlier, is sort of a short-term fix. Dave Camp, representative from Michigan, is working on what he's calling a bicameral and bipartisan short-term solution that would at least give enough money for the trust fund to operate through the end of the year, and talks will continue.
MLive's Capitol reporter Jonathan Osting. Thanks for the bad news, Jonathan.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right. Thanks for talking with us.
Yeah, absolutely.